Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, should I contact my ex at Christmas? I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing, should I contact my ex at Christmas? So Christmas Day is only a month away, and it's likely you're starting to wonder whether you should contact your ex at Christmas. In today's podcast, I discuss 3 points to consider regarding whether or not you should contact your ex over the Christmas holiday. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is dumpers need to think. So if you're a dumper and you're wondering right now whether or not you should contact your ex at Christmas, what I'm asking you to do is to think about this very clearly. It's so important that you do this for the right reasons and not for something which is just going to satisfy you and ultimately and potentially upset your dumpee. If for whatever reason you are feeling guilty about the breakup, but you have no intention of ever really having a conversation with your ex again, let alone ever getting back together again, then I strongly suggest you don't reach out to your ex at Christmas, because this could give them false hope. Now, of course, you might not think right now that you necessarily want to get back together, but what I'm saying is if you don't even have the thought of even having a proper conversation, then don't just send out a message saying Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas. Because if you do this, your dumpee is going to get hope that potentially you might want to reconnect, but at the very least, you're willing to have a conversation. If you send a message saying Merry Christmas and then your dumpee responds with something similar, then maybe asks you a question or wants to grow that conversation, and then you just decide to blank them, that is going to upset them incredibly, especially over this time of year, which is often associated, of course, with loved ones. You know, if you message somebody at Christmas, it has extra power. It is connected to the people that you are thinking of at this special time of year. So if you are a dumper and you're thinking whether or not, you know, should I message my dumpee? I just ask you to think, do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because you're feeling guilty. Don't do it because you feel that you need to just send everybody in your contact list Happy Christmas, okay? Because for a dumpee, this is going to have a lot more meaning than perhaps you're going to attach to it. So only send your dumpee a Happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, or any other message over this time of year if at least you are willing to have a conversation. Okay, I'm not saying that you need to definitely know you want to get back together. I mean, of course, if you do, then you certainly should be sending that message. But even if you're not sure, you need to at least be open to a conversation. But if you send your ex something, they are likely to respond. And if they do, and then you just ghost them, it's going to upset them even further. So don't do it for a silly reason. Don't do it because it's everybody on your contact list. Don't do it to try and ease some of the guilt in your mind for ending the relationship if you don't have any intention of speaking further with your ex, okay? So point number one, so important. Dumpers, please think. You need to think about this, whether or not you contact your ex at Christmas, because it holds a lot of weight, it holds a lot of value, and it is going to be read in a very excited, quite possible way from your dumpee. So please, 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 dumpers, think about what you're doing. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about, should I contact my ex at Christmas? And point number two is dumpees, when did you last receive contact? So if you're a dumpee and you're wondering, should I reach out to my ex, the dumper? Should I reach out to my ex over Christmas? I want you to really think back to the last time you received contact from your ex. Okay, this is very, very important. In my opinion, When it comes to something such as Christmas, something such as New Year, something such as a birthday, these types of things and more, I strongly suggest that you only reach out to your dumper if you have received positive contact over the last few weeks, maybe the last month or so. So, once we get to Christmas Day, once we get to around that period, you actually want to be thinking back a few weeks, a month or so. This is when I'm actually dropping this podcast. If you listen to this podcast the day I drop it, it is the 25th of November. So in essence, if you don't receive contact from now onwards from your dumper, you should not be reaching out to them on Christmas Day. And not only that, it needs to be positive contact. If the contact you receive from your ex is negative, then that doesn't constitute as a reason for you to reach out to them. Okay, so you need to be looking at two points. Have you received contact from your dumper within the last few weeks, instigated by them? And additionally, was it positive contact? It doesn't have to be ridiculously over the moon, incredible contact. It just needs to be something which isn't negative. You know what I mean? It just needs to be something which is polite, kind, heartfelt. It doesn't have to be something which is the most extravagant message, but not an argument, not a negative comment. You know what I'm saying here. So if you're a dumpy and you're now thinking, well, why do I need to look at these two factors? Because I strongly suggest as a dumpy, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first within most parameters. If you want to try to get your ex back in particular, you definitely don't want to be seen as chasing them, begging them, pleading them. So what can you do to make sure you don't come across in this way? Well, as I've just said, check the last time you received positive contact. If you had a nice conversation, a nice message from your ex within the last few weeks, then it's reasonable to think that you could send them a Happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, because why wouldn't you? You know, you've just had a nice conversation, potentially a nice exchange of messages. This is understandable. If a last conversation you had with your dumper was 6 months ago, you shouldn't be expected to reach out to them. And if you do, it could seem needy. It could seem that you can't get them off your mind. And even if that's true, you don't want to give your ex the dumper that kind of power. So if you received positive contact, but it was months ago, then unfortunately, this doesn't constitute, in my opinion, as a good reason to reach out to them. If you receive contact much more recently, but it was a bit of an argument or a negative comment from them, then of course, the reason you don't reach out to them now is because they're not in the frame of mind to have a pleasant conversation. And why should you be reaching out to somebody who treats you so badly anyway? These are the things to be thinking about. So, as a dumpy, you're thinking, should I contact my ex at Christmas? Well, have they reached out to you within December or the back end of November? Was it a nice comment or conversation? If yes, then you can reach out to them. If no, then I would say don't do it. Now look, if they reach out to you on Christmas Day at 9 p.m, then of course you can respond. I'm not saying don't respond if they reach out to you even on the day, but what I am saying is if you want to reach out first on Christmas Day, if you want to reach out first during the holiday season, make sure there has been a positive interaction instigated by them within the last few weeks. Now, if you want some more support on this, if you don't really know what constitutes as a good reason to reach out to your ex, then you may want to consider speaking with me one-on-one via my audio coaching service. You can find more details of this on my website, www.dateme.tips, where I can become your coach, your teammate, through your breakup journey and forwards to happiness. I can't guarantee you'll get your ex back, but if you follow the hints, tips, advice and strategies that I will suggest to you connected to your unique situation, I'm confident that if you don't get them back, you will be in a better position to find somebody even better. Increase your chance of success rather than increasing your chance of failure. Move forward with positivity, live your life the right way, and you stand every chance of feeling ultimate happiness in the next year. So even if it's not looking good right now, next year could be the best year of your life. If you want to speak to me one-on-one, go to my website, www.dateme.tips. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast. about should I contact my ex at Christmas? And point number three is, can you cope with a negative outcome? So everything that we've just spoke of today is also important for me to add, but you must consider the worst case scenario. So what is the worst case scenario for you? Now, I'm going to guess the worst case scenario would be you don't get a response from your ex, or maybe you do get a response, but it is negative. Now, you need to ask yourself a question. Can you cope with this potential outcome? Can you cope with the worst case scenario? If you can, then this is going to allow you to really explore the possibility and the option of reaching out to your ex over the holiday season. Because if you can't, that is when you really seriously need to be thinking, you know what, I'm not going to do it. So let me explain why. If you believe that you can handle, that you can cope the worst possible outcome, then this means no matter what happens, you're going to be fine. You know, if you hear back from your ex, then wonderful. If you don't, that's cool as well. You will be okay. But if deep down in your heart, you know it is going to break your heart further if they don't respond, or maybe you get a comment back that you didn't expect and unfortunately is negative, if this is going to hurt you further, then you can't and shouldn't reach out to your ex over Christmas, in my opinion. This is a very emotional time of year, a time of year where people surround themselves with loved ones, and there does seem to be an extra value, you could say, in messages, connections you have over this period of time. So I would honestly say, if you are going to be worried about the outcome, if you think the worst case scenario is going to really, really hurt you, you don't want to be doing this during an already emotional time of year. You know, Christmas can be a wonderful time for many people, but unfortunately for others, it can be a lonely time. And you don't want to be making yourself feel even worse. So please, if you are worried that you can't cope, you can't handle with a negative outcome, don't reach out to your ex, because nobody can guarantee what will happen. Nobody can guarantee whether they will respond, and if they do, whether it will be the type of message you actually want to receive. So you need to be prepared for anything. And what I would say, if you are feeling lonely at this time of year, please make sure to reach out to your friends and family. You will have loved ones who can support you. Let them support you. Don't feel alone. These negative feelings are temporary. And if you are really struggling with your mental health, please get professional help, a local doctor, a local counsellor. I'm sure there are also telephone numbers you can ring that you can call at this time of year, whatever country you are in, to get that specialist help, because you should not be feeling alone. And even if you feel really bad right now, I promise you, these feelings are temporary. Next year can be the best year of your life. Things can change that quickly. Okay, so if you are really struggling, get the help. You will get through this. These negative feelings are temporary. Your best moments in life are ahead of you. The best years of your life have yet to even come on the calendar. You know, next year can be the best year of your life, and the year after that, and the year after that, you can keep smashing it out of the park. So even though you're feeling bad now, it's not how you're going to be feeling forevermore. I promise you, okay? So keep moving forward. Get the help and support you need. Speak to friends and family. And if you are worried that a negative outcome is going to set you back, don't reach out to your ex. Don't give them the opportunity to make you feel even worse. Just keep yourself as stable-minded as possible. Surround yourself with loved ones. And if you are struggling to find those people right now, go out into the community. There's lots of community events around this time of year in most countries of the world, I'm sure. Get involved in a community and really start to feel that warm love from people that you can be with in person. There's nothing better than feeling that connection with people you are with, not just sitting at home alone. Okay, you will get through this, I promise you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.